Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's good to see you, seriously.
I'm mutual love.
All right. Hey, I'm giving you a virtual hug right now. You can't see
it. All right, this just got really fucking boring. Play that goddamn
thing. That's what I was waiting for.
Bro.
Are you ready?
The drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the fake, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Everyone bows down. To the queen.
Let me talk to you.
TikTok.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipper dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Acknowledge me.
And gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tony. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of damn Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be an inebriator in an era in which it is awesome. He's a scientist. He still thinks he's an architect. I say former architect, but it's DPP.
You just don't see what I do, brother. I'm an architect everywhere I go.
Well, all right. Well, that must make things complicated. Anyway, the third member of the DWI podcast joining us today is none other than the sultry sounds of the MVP himself. DP, what did his mom make him used to do? Do you know? Anything we know? What happened?
Mama made me mash my M&Ms.
With attitude, bitch. Welcome, Christopher Platt.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. You know what my mama actually used to make me do when I would go to her as a child, as a young adolescent, Platt, and say I'm bored? She'd find some shit for me to do, be it vacuuming or cleaning or whatever. So I learned that lesson quickly. So my stepdad, rest his soul, he had about half of an Encyclopedia Britannica set. So whenever I got bored, man, instead of having to clean, I would just open up one of them encyclopedias and just start reading, man. So that's why I'm so insufferable and kind of intelligent, and why y'all can't tell me shit. So
except for topics that begin with the letters A through L, you are a dipshit. All right, we have a very special guest this week. Missing that first half of the volumes, I imagine. First time on the DWI podcast. So glad to have him here. It's someone we work with a shit ton. He just celebrated the 100th episode of Bandwagon Nerds, had a phenomenal interview, just the flag bearer for the entertainment part of Chairshot Radio Network, that show. Patrick O'Dowd, welcome to DWI Podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. Well, two of the three of you, because two of the three of you showed up to the Bandwagon Nerds 100th episode. Somebody else was invited.
Word.
Stood me up.
Word. I never saw my formal invitation, BT Dub. Okay.
You don't know you're in the thread.
I had to do well. Yeah, because I'm always in the thread. Yes.
I even added you. Like add C Flat.
Yeah. Yes, I saw that. I was touched.
And then I put you in the call.
A formal invitation would have been nice.
And then I felt like I had formally invited you. I even thanked you. In the Twitter thread.
I appreciated that, but when you want me on the show, you DM my ass and you say, hey, come on the show.
Hey, it's not my job to, like, you're
it
in
kinda the building. It kind of is. You're the host. It kind of is your job. That's my point.
I invited you in the appropriate thread, the bandwagon nerds thread, the thread that TPP, who's not even on the show as a regular, is still a part of, technically. He's in there.
Good for DPP, but this ain't got nothing to do with DPP. That man knows that's my brother, man. This ain't got nothing to do with him or the price of rice in China, sir.
Well, or the price of DPP. Yeah, you know me.
You know where to see the
plans. With DPP? Every last homie.
Honestly, though, man, I did feel bad because I didn't see the call, but I was out. I had to go. I had to do my significant other.
Are we there yet?
No.
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 Are we there yet?
Her best friend was in town. I had to go do the brunch thing.
Oh,
man.
It was one of those, huh?
God. I've never wanted a beer worse in my life.
Oh,
episode
wow.
DWI episode 295, yeah. Airing of the grievances.
Man, we should have popped on Restream today for some video action, live video action on Chairshot Media.
Tony, isn't this just a world of difference from the bandwagon nerds recording? You got a different Patrick O'Dowd today.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I think you're matching the flavor of the show. The way this show is very much not a serious thing. It has its own structure, which, you know, allows us to not even have to really do any research. Like, I don't know. I have barely fucking watched any wrestling lately. I don't give a shit. We ain't talking about anything but WWE because, I don't know, it all sucks or I'm lazy or both, and I don't really fucking care. But we're going to have a good time doing it, you know. We're gonna do, as Platt likes to say, we're going to do the morning drive funhouse radio show. Right, Platt?
All right, it's a 9:15 and come oh, out God. And now right. here That's comes Patrick O'Dowd with the traffic report.
I'll pull back the curtain a little bit here and tell people what's on the agenda for the 299th spectacular, as I invited the Chairshot Radio Network brethren and you know our sisters as well.
Can I speak on the agenda that Patrick O'Dowd has? This Bell Farmer been married 36 years, but always wants to call me pussy whooped. Like
what are you talking about?
He knows what I'm talking about.
Wow. I don't
Oh, he tried to act like he don't know.
You're married at six?
I'm just okay with it. Like, I'm fine.
I'm still fighting, man. I still got a little buck left in me, man.
I mean,
I'm trying to fight it, man.
I literally just implied on screen that you were busy having a threesome with your lady and her best friend, but you know, I'm saying you're whipped.
Oh, it wasn't nothing that cool. If it was that cool, y'all never would
have
even.
Did you have a devil's three-way?
Oh fuck no, that's called a train. We don't do that.
I don't know.
Yeah, a threesome consists of one dick.
I don't know what goes on in your boudoir. I don't know what happens in the boudoir.
This is fun and easy. I don't have to do anything right. today. You guys are doing great.
We're not in Arkansas.
I'm still prime.
Yeah. Man, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
That's a fact, you son of a bitch. I'm not fucking my sister, you sick fuck.
How did all of this trouble begin?
Answer the question, asshole.
Living in America.
All right, we're not going there. All right, I'm sure we'll have way too much fun throughout the rest of the show, so let's just kind of wrangle it in here for 30 seconds. DPP, let's let everybody know what's happening on episode 295 of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, ring the bell!
Well,
not quite yet.
We're waiting.
Well, it's the big show!
It's sheet time first. Sheet time.
All right. Sheet time. We're going to discuss the interesting, well, you're going to hear us discuss the interesting 30 minutes of commercial-free duel between AEW's Rampage and SmackDown. Patrick, come on now, relax a little bit. Them drugs are doing wonders for your personality this evening.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They do, he has one.
Go ahead. Do your right guy.
It's fine, I can be interrupted. The tables, ladders... canceled. TLC. Tables, ladders, canceled. No, no one likes that. Platt, what are we, Jam in the Sand 6 back in the mix?
Right back in the mix, yes, sir.
Right back in the mix. And it's official, it's not a thing on the internet at all.
Yeah, we learned that prior to Three Man Weave, prior to the recording of Three Man Weave, because it was Googled. It's not a thing. It wasn't, but it should be.
The list will return. AJ Velez out on assignment this week. A time-traveling Napoleon complexer is keeping him at bay, apparently. That's what I heard. I can say whatever the fuck I want. Last call. Are we going to get The Rock at 38?
He's like 46, so no.
This is where you call for something. I'm letting you do it.
Oh, all right. And now, DPP, ring the bell.
I felt so bad that I ripped it away from you too. I don't actually feel bad. I just say stuff like that. You know, feigning sincerity is one of the, it'll get you so far in life. Let me tell you, it really will, you know?
Yeah,
anyway,
true.
All right.
Got me cool. To 40.
This.
I'm still happy. I don't.
Let's get into it. Okay, tonight, gentlemen. Is it something or nothing that the last 30 minutes of SmackDown is going up against the first 30 minutes of Rampage, and Tony Khan is calling Vince McMahon on it being commercial free? Patrick, I seem from your reaction to think that you don't think this is any big deal at all.
I don't know that's really what I was going. I'm just tired of Tony Khan, and I'm tired of. I tweeted this today on Wednesday. I was sitting on the Babyface Heel podcast being like, I understand what Tony Khan's trying to do here, and go for it. Shoot your shot. Call out the WWE because this is your chance. But when he started doing like, whatever, I got like $6 billion and can just do whatever I want to and pay for commercial. It's just, it's turned childish. It's turned stupid. It's turned adversarial against an adversary that sort of kind of doesn't really give a shit. And it's not edgy. It doesn't strike me as cool. It strikes me that we have a petulant man-child that's sitting around fucking trying to stir something up that doesn't really exist. And your big matchup, your commercial-free matchup is CM Punk versus Matt Sydal. Like, that's your shot. And you're going to try to sell me that people give a shit about Matt Sydal and are going to flip away from the WWE? Like, say whatever you want to pause. But Sydal, you're going to flip away to go see Sydal?
I did again.
Like, are you going to do it? Are you going to do the flip? No, you're not. Yeah, I did it three times. Lots of times. Nobody cares about Matt fucking Sydal. Like, and I like Matt Sydal. I've met Matt Sydal. He's a good dude. He's not, I need to change the channel and watch him lose to CM Punk. Good. Even if they go 30 minutes.
I tend to flop on him. Platt?
I like the shit talking. I do. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Throw rocks. Don't hide your hands, but throw your rocks. I love the shit talking. The thing is, AEW should win tonight because SmackDown is on FS1. Now, if they don't, if they're not able to beat FS1, that's kind of a problem. That's a red flag. Like, seriously. But I agree with Patrick as well, man. Like, okay, you're going head-to-head. Why not put CM Punk in there with one of your heavy hitters? Number one, why not do that? Number two, why is Bryan Danielson wrestling Suzuki on the internet? That doesn't make sense to me. Now, granted, that's a very insider baseball type of match, and, you know, we're all marks here, so that's the type of thing that we would mark out for. But I feel like if you're going head-to-head against the big dog, that's something that needs to be on your show this evening. And the fact that y'all are putting it on the internet, yeah, I kind of got a problem with that. But I don't mind the shit talk, man.
Is Rampage taped? Was it already taped?
That's a very good question. I don't know that. Do either of you guys know that? I don't know, because typically it's taped.
Which would then make the difference as to why they put them on the internet.
Wait, what's your question about WWE? No? Oh, okay.
Does WWE know if Rampage was taped?
Yeah, that's a good way to frame it. That's excellent. But I mean, yeah, I love CM Punk, man, but you got Sasha. I'm assuming that Sasha and Becky is going to be the match that goes up against that. And that's a main event anywhere in the world. Both of those women are over like Rover with a four-leaf clover. So they should beat FS1. They should. TNT is in way more households than FS1. So they should. If they don't, that's not a good look, especially when you've been talking shit.
I got lots of money. I got lots of fucking money. I can skip my commercials. Hey, I got money too. I can skip commercials. Hey, I got a wrestling show. I got a better wrestling show.
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. I'm the greatest man in the world. Everyone can eat shit. A big bag of shit.
Who can yell louder? I don't need it. I just think it's stupid. It's great. Just go do your wrestling shows and enjoy it. I don't know. I'm kind of in line with Patrick on this. I don't need to see Tony Khan trying to flash his money around or whatever. Like, I'm better than you and you know it kind of thing. Like, whatever.
I did love Roman Reigns shit-talking CM Punk, though, today. Like, that or yesterday, whenever it was. That was kind of funny, too. Just basically, CM Punk couldn't kick anybody's ass.
Love the shit talk, man. I'm all here for that. Yeah, like, did you guys see the tweet that Top Dollar, is that his name? The brother that's in Hit Row that was also on that AMC or that A&E show?
Platt.
What?
You're talking to like three of the whitest guys on the entire Chairshot Radio Network.
Okay, so allow me to educate you, if you will, please.
You asked us if we've seen it.
Okay, cool. So he threw out a tweet yesterday.
Is he connected to Miles Davis?
Oh God, no! But that's cool though.
Train maybe.
That'd be great.
I know black artists.
Oh, good for you!
I have a black friend too. Like one.
He's staring at him. And he's staring at him right now.
I think Ray's a friend.
No, but seriously, so he put out a tweet.
Not from
yesterday,
what I've heard on Bandwagon Nerds.
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, that's the live stream.
Probably tune in. Should probably tune in and listen.
That's funny.
Hashtag BWN100.
Hey, there you go.
So he put out a tweet about all these guys are on, you know, certain channels and certain wrestlers wearing these sneakers, but they don't typically wear sneakers in their everyday life and they're lame, blah, 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 that. So all the AEW stans came out the woodwork and they were dogging him. So he put out a diss track today because, you know, Hit Row, that's their gimmick, they're rappers. He put out a diss track today to a beat from Young Buck, the rapper that was formerly with G-Unit. Young Buck, you get it there? And went in for about a minute and a half on you know who, which I thought it was cool. Like, I like the shit talk. As a shit talker, I enjoy the shit talk, man. It gets my blood boiling. I'm not really on Twitter all like that, so I don't see the stands on both sides being insufferable like you all probably do on a daily basis. So personally, I just enjoy shit talking. I enjoy people that talk shit. I do. I like to talk shit. I like when other people talk shit. I love it. I'm good. Let's try to get some comp going on here. I don't think it's a competition right now, but let's talk our shit. Spit your game, talk your shit. Go for it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, they said swear words. We can say swear words too. I could say another swear word. I bet you doesn't get bleeped.
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
Okay. Yep. Sure. I think we should move on.
There's nothing wrong with a Dodge Stratus. It's a very reliable car, good on gas, and it'll serve you right if you treat it right.
How this trouble begin?
I tell you what. TLC has been... Yeah, Platt, it's coming. We're going to get there today, likely. TLC...
You're edging me right now. You're edging me.
That's disgusting. not like just you and me. That's disgusting. Anyway, let's keep going. Tables, ladders, canceled. No more TLC. Dan, you got to be fucking thrilled about this.
This is all I've been waiting for. Let's get rid of them all. Hell to sell. Go on. Come on. Let's go. Just money start the dominoes.
Money in the bank.
Money in the bank. Go on. Lose them all. What else? Gimmick pay-per-views. Yeah. What else do we have? I don't even know what's out there anymore. Extreme Rules. Even though we didn't really have an Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Elimination Chamber. Hell in a Cell. I already said that one. Gone. Yeah, all gone.
For those who don't know what your underlying overall opinion of this and why it should be like that, and for Patrick, who may not also know that, why don't you go ahead and give us the 2-3 minute version of it?
I probably do it less than that, but you know, because gimmick pay-per-views are stupid. The matches. That's the end of that chapter.
DPP, well architected.
Walk off. Because I don't want to have the expectation that pay-per-view is coming up. I know what's going to happen. I know I'm going to get 3 Hell in a Cell matches in, you know, whatever. I don't know when it is anymore. July, because Hell in a Cell pay-per-view is coming up. I want what they did with, like, Edge and, Jesus Christ, Seth Rollins, jeez, where he comes out and, hey, you don't expect it. Hell in a Cell, bam. All right, now I'm excited to actually watch Hell in a Cell or see that Hell in a Cell match rather than knowing, oh, I'm going to get 3-4 Hell in a Cell matches or 2 Elimination Chamber matches, you know, in February because that's when the pay-per-view is. I want to be surprised and be actually looking forward to a specific, you know, gimmick match rather than having a whole pay-per-view based on gimmick matches. I think it just floods it and doesn't make them as exciting.
I agree with the good job on the time. I agree with the Hell in a Cell. I agree with the Extreme Rules. I don't mind Money in the Bank being its own pay-per-view. And I also don't mind the Elimination Chamber just because it so perfectly sets up the opposite brand into WrestleMania as opposed to the winners from the Royal Rumble, right? I guess you could do it differently as well. You could do tournaments and things of that nature. Patrick, now that you've heard DP's analysis here, what are your thoughts on his analysis and the fact that TLC's canceled, it's gone, no December pay-per-view this year, and we're going to have a New Year's Day pay-per-view? This has really been the brainchild of Nick Khan.
Okay. Just needed to soak that one in for a second. I tend to agree with your take, Tony, actually, to make for really boring radio. I think that there are some events that do lend itself well to furthering, say, a title picture, like an Elimination Chamber. The Hell in a Cell, TLC sort of matches, those have always, to me, like, felt more natural when there's a reason to have them other than there's a pay-per-view having this thing. And so, yeah, I think that eliminating some of those, I mean, my favorite pay-per-view in the WWE canon of pay-per-views is arguably a gimmick match because I'm a big Royal Rumble guy, but it serves a purpose every year. Money in the Bank serves a purpose every year. It gives you a number one contender in some way, shape, or form. Elimination Chamber, that one I can kind of be on the fence with, but it is generally a title match in some way, shape, or form, or a number one contenders match in some way, shape, or form. So there's people with stakes and it actually matters. When we're just doing TLC because TLC's around the corner, it feels contrived. Whereas, same thing with Hell in a Cell. I'm with you, DP. I loved that Edge is like, we're going to the Cell. Like, we're going to take this to Hell in a Cell, and it's not for a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. That's what you want out of those kind of matches. And Tony Khan can suck a dick.
That's funny. You know, I understand why they do the gimmick pay-per-views. Like, if I had my druthers, we'd go back to just the 4 pay-per-views a year and maybe one big special. Maybe we could do 5 and throw, you know, Money in the Bank there. That's kind of like the 5th major anyway. But we ain't going back to that. So I understand why they have to have these gimmick pay-per-views to try to entice people to watch. But the bigger problem that I have is that you have, what, 7 hours worth of TV time every single week across the 3 brands. You can build to these things, especially if you know that they're coming and they're on the calendar. But unfortunately, what we tend to get is we don't get matches that need gimmicks. We end up getting gimmicks that need matches. And that's the problem. Like Dan brought up the Edge, Seth Rollins. Yeah, that's definitely a match that needs a Hell in a Cell. Seth tried to break his neck. and then he broke into his house not knowing whether or not his family was there. Like, that needs a Hell in a Cell. You can do that. You've got the time every single week to build to something like that, but they don't because they're a content provider at this point, so it doesn't matter.
But I guess it's so contrived if you know that every April it's Hell in a Cell April or July or whatever it is. That, I guess that's my thing, is like, I understand you can write the story to that, but it by itself in its nature becomes a contrived stake when you know that this is what's coming up. So, oh, Platt and Tunney are fighting again. It's July. They're going to the cell. Like, that to me kind of takes away, I guess that's part of, like, if you want to talk about why I love wrestling, like, the storytelling and the unexpected pieces are what's exciting, and raising stakes that feel natural as opposed to when it's a pay-per-view, that's where I really line up. Yeah, you can tell the story, but that seems, it still feels like you're shoehorning towards something you know you have to do.
That's fair. I mean, I think it's fair from all sides. I think we just kind of, you know, when you had to buy each pay-per-view individually, it made a lot more sense to have these kinds of things. But now it doesn't, right? Like, am I going to watch? Yeah, I mean, it's free. I'm already paid for it, right? Like, I've, you know, it comes out every single month, and I'm fine with that, the way that it's set up right now. I wish we could go back in time and keep the WWE Network, right? Like, Peacock, I guess we kind of all just gave up on the fact that it's not as good. I mean, they're making improvements, but slowly. Yeah, it's just, it is what it is. I mean, I would love to see less pay-per-views then, right? Like, let's call these different things, just have a special Raw and don't even have a pay-per-view. Like, have it every other month. Go to six. Like, bring back Saturday Night Main Event. Do more stuff like NXT does. That's what I would say.
Plus, you got to remember, guys, we've got the one booker on USA and Fox who doesn't remember what he had for lunch this afternoon. And then the other booker on TNT who books like he took an eight ball to the face before he put pen to pad. So that's the thing, too.
It's adorable that you think Raw is one booker and SmackDown has one booker. That's cute.
Well, they do.
At the end of the day.
There's a final say, but like,
yeah.
Come on.
Exactly, Patrick. Come on. It's the final say. And that Melon Farmer doesn't even realize he just shit his pants right now. Like, the light is on, but ain't nobody home. You know that. You know that. Y'all know that. Come on, man. You've seen him. You've seen him out there recently. Have you looked into his eyes?
Well, you know what? Maybe I should start shitting my pants and I get about $17 billion worth of contracts in the last 2.5 years.
It's true.
Yeah. I ain't mad at him. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing it out.
You're not saying anything.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Thank you, sir.
DP, it is Friday afternoon. Everybody had a long week. I think we're all ready for a drink. Let's give Patrick O'Dowd the full experience. Whether he's drinking or not, we can play What You Drinking.
Drink it in, man. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I've got more in the trunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. And I'm going to be drunk till the next time I'm drunk.
The whiskey's helping out the dentist there.
Whiskey is fermented with sugar, though. That might not be the best thing for us, too.
I don't know. Patrick has been off the booze for a while. He did have a nice glass, I think, for 100. So let's talk about that. What were you drinking for the Bandwagon Nerds 100th episode?
I was drinking a 12-year-old Belvini American Oak cask. Toast to the American Oak. It was a delicious Scotch single malt.
Ring the bell.
Rocks.
There you go. Well done. Well, I'm drinking some cheap peanut butter whiskey right now and a Miller Lite. DP, how about you?
I'm disappointing everybody. Right now, I actually just have a Pepsi. There's nothing in this Pepsi that's mixed in.
There's Pepsi in there.
Nothing mixed in. No other ingredient.
Are you waiting for the Dillinator to go to the bar, or what's going on?
Maybe. We'll see. Got a little time.
Like you got a baseball game to watch, right?
Doesn't need to be.
Oh! All right,
and this was the end of Christopher Platt's reign on DWI Podcast. Second run was very short-lived, my friends.
No, like the Ultimate Warrior, right?
You want to run it back? Hey, you want to run it back for that 20? I'll take the Dodgers.
Oh, fuck you, Jack.
Damn it, I tried.
Shout out to Patrick, though, and your Scots. I'm a Scots guy myself, man. It's just not quite cold enough outside yet. I like for it to get a little more chill in the autumn heading into winter.
There's never a wrong time to enjoy a good single malt Scotch whiskey.
I thought you were going to the right place. You went to a good place, but I thought you were going to the right place. And in the words of Ron Swanson, there is no wrong way to consume alcohol, son.
Oh, that is true. Do you put rocks in your scotch?
I got whiskey stones.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't dilute that shit. That's all I'm saying.
No, sir.
Kids, if you're drinking scotch, one or two to maybe three drops of water tops in your scotch to unleash the oils and give you the top peak flavors that you're going to enjoy. That's the way to consume. Don't be ruining your scotch by putting ice in there, watering it down, and making it taste all sad and empathetic. That's not how it was meant to be consumed, sirs.
He's right, you know.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
I think that's a good place to leave off there for what you're drinking. I think now it's time. Christopher Platt. I mean, can we run down all the names? Do we remember them all? It's time for the sixth crown jewel.
Why do you always do this to me? You know I don't remember all the names.
Crown jewel. What are we? Jam in the Sand 6.
Back in the mix.
Jam in the Sand 5.
All the way live.
Jam in the Sand 4. Looking the for quest. More.
No. The more. Quest for more.
Quest for more.
That Saudi fuck money that is.
Jam in the Sand 3. I got a pee.
I know that wasn't it. Shit. That's the one that always escapes me is 3. Jam in the Sand 3.
Back for more money.
Back for more money. Yes. Money. Yes. And then, of course, my favorite.
2. Electric
Boogaloo. Yes.
Yeah. And then the first one was just Jam in the Sand. It was just like Rocky. It was like, we ain't know there going to be more. I was like, hey, there we go. All right. So, yeah, we remember. No big deal. So, gentlemen, I actually really like the fact that this is on a Thursday in the afternoon. I believe a couple of the previous ones, that was my off day at the previous shoot job I had, and I was like, great, get up, cut the grass or do the laundry or vacuum the whatever, and, you know, by 11, 12 o'clock, I'm having a beer, watching a live pay-per-view, baby. I don't really mind. What are you guys' thoughts been overall on having that Thursday or Tuesday afternoon pay-per-view?
I mean,
typically I like it, but the problem is now I'm no longer self-employed, so it's going to be watching me in the background as I work from home on Thursday.
Well, at the least you got something right when you get done or home from work, Dan.
Yeah, it's it'll probably be a Friday, you know, when I wake up Friday to watch it, probably for me, because I don't work on Fridays, thanks to the 410s, so I'm totally fine with it. I have no problem with that, I'd be happy if this replaced, you know, in general, you know, with TLC getting out of here, if these replace a pay-per-view or something, fine. But, you know, it seems like we actually have more of a, at least somewhat of some stories that they have here rather than just throwing some stuff together like they usually do. So, like, if they're going to make it more meaningful, then I'm all for it.
I will be bowling when this hits. And then I will be at work spending time with my kid of an evening. And I also fundamentally refuse to watch the Saudi Arabia shows because I think that it's gross that they spend the money to do that. I get why they're doing it. I get the fuck ton of money that they're making from it. It is my personal political hill to die on that nobody gives a shit about. I'll catch the results to keep up with the just what's going on with the stories, so that when Greg asks me about something at Babyface Heel, I know the answer. But I don't like this. I never liked this. I don't support it, and I don't watch it. So,
amen. Yeah. As a just real quick, Tony, as a guy who literally took 2 years off the NFL from watching the NFL to support Colin Kaepernick. Shut the fuck up. I'm not talking to you. I respect your decision, Pat. Seriously. I feel you. Yeah.
Like I respect a baby filling a diaper.
Shut the fuck up. What am I even talking to you, Tunney?
Catch PC Tunney versus Christopher Platt at this month's Hell in a Cell.
Damn it, Donnie. This isn't NOM. It's bowling. There are rules.
Pop. The Platt abides on that one. Hey. The Platt abides.
All right, let me, you know, you guys brought up the fact that this is actually a really fucking awesome card, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. It really is
the card looking really
let me run it down. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, I feel that's rushed. I wanted more from it. I think it's gonna carry through. I hope they have bigger plans for this. Becky, Bianca, and Sasha, we're gonna get back to it. I'm just running down the card, guy.
I'm just okay, fine, I'll wait.
What?
No, I'll wait. Go ahead. Run down the card.
No, I don't. Now I got to know.
No, because then I got to go back to Brock and Roman, and then I got to hit this one because I have comments for both of them.
Well, let's just start with Roman and Brock then. I won't run down the card.
That's what I was trying to do from the beginning.
Well, I was trying to run down the card.
Okay, so run it down. I'll mute myself.
It's too late to turn back now.
Fine. Roman and Brock.
I'll talk about it.
It's a main event on any continent.
Dynamite drop in, DP. That broadcast school is really paying off.
I was just waiting. I was waiting for my shot.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
That was well played. Well played, sir. But no, Roman Brock is a main event on any continent, even the one that doesn't have people on the motherfucker. What's that? Is that a fucking Antarctica?
That would be it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You passed fourth grade geometry.
Clearly, Tony was right earlier when he talked about not having the first half of the alphabet of encyclopedias.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Shut up.
And don't forget, Greenland's ice and Iceland's nice.
Yes, I know that. Iceland is green and Greenland is ice. What the fuck is going on there? That was further down the line of the Encyclopedia Britannica's, motherfuckers.
That was done by the Vikings, I believe, the Scandinavians.
Yeah, leaping them
through to make sure that people went. Yeah, they would, you know, confuse people.
Yeah, Leaf starts with an L. Got to that one.
Oh, so you had L. It's only A through K, though. So you had no A to the motherfucking K, homeboy.
That's actually true.
You needed A to the motherfucking K.
That's actually
funny. Yeah, baby.
Now you're ruining it. Just be funny and move on.
A to the motherfucking K, homeboy. A to the motherfucking K.
Now you ruined it.
Yeah, well, I'm just warming up for $2.99, folks. Make sure you tune in. It'll be the wackiest funhouse you ever fucking laid your earballs on. Go ahead. Whoever was talking that I interrupted, I do not apologize, but I wish you would continue now.
I mean, I think you interrupted Platt like you always do. So
you did, but I said what I had to say. So
you're done?
One of these gingers can hop in here and say words.
Roman, Brock, Paul, Lesnar. I mean,
all are gingers.
Paul Heyman. Anybody?
That hair is looking very Auburn, Dan. I'm not saying.
No,
I'm,
he's not a red. No, I'm more of a redhead than Dan is.
I'm not even close.
It's looking very Auburn.
Not even close.
I'm probably King Ginger if we're really going
to. The red hairs in my beard turned into gray now. It's kind of sad.
Attaboy.
I have red hairs in my hair, but I have blonde hairs in my beard. Most of them are blonde.
Chris thinks he's a blonde, guys.
Chris is a blonde, guys.
Well,
that's blonde. It ain't gray. Fine. Okay. Jamming to say a six back in the mix. Come on, Patrick. Your thoughts.
So does Paul turn on Brock?
On a
does
show, Paul you ain't turn on Roman?
No. I think he turns on Brock.
No.
He's got to stay with Roman, right?
No.
No? No.
Nothing will happen at this one until we get Paul Heyman in a shark cage.
Hey.
Suspended over the ring.
Yeah. Paul Heyman on a pole match for his rights.
Judy Bagwell on a forklift.
Hold, bro.
So that's what they replaced TLC with, huh?
That's right. That's what they replaced that. Yeah.
Good times. Yeah.
Hey, you're onto something, though. So we have Brock versus Roman, Paul Heyman on a hole. That's funny. We got Naomi versus Sonya Deville, Adam Pearce on a pole. We can do what else we got? We can do Sasha versus Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins, and her husband on a pole. I forgot the brother's name at this point. Like, I'm booking a card right now, man.
I see what you got here. I'm gonna talk about this card though, if you don't mind.
You can even go watch it. What care of it is yours.
I know, but I want to know what the over under number of minutes before Goldberg passes out from being gassed will be in taking on Bobby Lashley. Is it 2.5 minutes?
Oh, we ain't even got to that yet. The possibility of a hate crime on Saudi soil with Bill Goldberg threatening to kill Bobby Lashley.
Anybody else? No.
I did want to talk about Sasha, and Becky, and
over the hell of it. DP for the hell of it.
No.
In honor of Beetlejuice.
Was there only? Does somebody say it twice already? Somebody said Goldberg's name twice.
Yeah. DP, so it's either it's kind of like bingo. You can get four corners as well, and since we're just a triangle today and I don't count, they had each set it, so you converted the triangle. Otherwise it is one person three times.
The old triangle.
Just so people know, there are rules on this show.
Rules, Donnie. There are rules, Donnie. This isn't NOM.
Like a child wandering into a movie theater asking what's going on.
It's like playing poker with your brother's kids. I would say let's talk about Becky Lynch, Bianca, and Sasha Banks, because no one really gives a shit about Bill Goldberg's second-to-last match, right? What, has he got one match left?
I do care about a possible hate crime being committed on Saudi soil. Is Goldberg going to be able to make it out after he murders this black man? And when he comes back here, are we going to extradite his punk ass and lock him up and send him to the proper authorities while we try to get Bobby to a medical facility to resuscitate him?
Now we're going to be over to Arden.
Oh, this is great. You know, the three women going to be dressed like Sister Mary Clarence from fucking Sister Ash.
Did they have a women's match last year? Were they dressed that way again?
Come on, man. That's Bellworthy, man. You got to give it to me. Please. Come on. Right. Come on, man.
Oh, see, if you got to beg for it, you didn't earn it.
I didn't think I've had to beg for it. I earned it. I feel what you're saying, Pat, but come on, man. That's good. That's good shit, man.
I kind of feel this, like, freedom that's while Patrick's here on the show. Like, I only have to, like, half the responsibility of checking Christopher today.
That's literally why I'm here, for comments like that, and I can't even get a bell. That shit was funny, man.
I'm no longer allowed to call for a bell, apparently. You know, that's your job.
What other bell do you want?
Called for the bell, and you was laughing your ass off and couldn't even give me a bell, DP.
That's too busy laughing. Sometimes I just like to laugh. Laugh.
I'm a Costanza this and mute my mic.
All right, no, we're going to bring it back here. Around the horn, Becky Lynch retains, yes or no, DP?
I'll play with you, Becky.
Retains.
There you go, Chris.
Go to Pat first, please.
Patrick?
I say no.
No, he said no. Wow.
I say no as well.
Who wins, then?
I'm on my own against the wall. Ha ha he. He 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 ha.
Patrick?
Sasha.
Oh.
She's the it girl. Sasha. She's almost LOL Sasha wins.
I got Becky. I got Becky.
Becky retains. So both titles are on Raw, and we combine the women's title into one. Let's make it happen. Ooh. Let's make it happen.
Tony likes this. TLT.
I forgot Becky had the SmackDown title. I just thought they were her and Charlotte were going to flip-flop. I forgot about that.
No, because they added rules at the last second about the draft that nobody knew about. Like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to wait 3 more weeks before these all take place. What the fuck? Anyways, that's my gripe about the draft because I wasn't on the show last week. So
yeah, let's not go back into the conversation we had before that, like, it's the worst time to have the draft right before a Survivor Series. So anyway, let's keep moving on. RK-Bro, what are you guys' thoughts on the ceiling for Riddle? I think a lot of the backlash to the poor situation he put himself in is kind of fleeting. I don't know. Patrick, what do you think about Riddle?
So I know I'm definitely in the minority on this because I've never really cared for his character or his personality very much. I think he'll win at least 2 heavyweight championships of some sort in his career, at least 2.
I think he's going to make a lot of money with this Bacoli character. Whether or not he gets into the world title picture, I don't know. They can always heat him up because he is a legitimate badass. But this Spicoli character that he's playing is going to make him a lot of money because Vince loves it. And I can see him being the white equivalent to R-Truth. He's a guy that's there forever, making a gang of money, and his segments are entertaining.
I know PC mentioned that it's gonna have to be Riddle that turns on Randy Orton whenever this happens. And I'm on board with that. And when Riddle snaps like Ken Shamrock, and goes into crazy mode, he's going to be a phenomenal character. And
you
we'll
got Ken Shamrock WWE theme?
No.
I know you got it somewhere.
That is a good theme.
Yeah, whenever you find it, just play it, especially if Platt's in the middle of something. Let's move on. Sydney taking on Drew McIntyre.
I don't know what that laugh was.
Guys, the big thing I want to talk about with this matchup is... why is Drew McIntyre so careful about his sword?
I feel like he just...
yeah, great job there.
I feel like I need to bite my tongue so I could yell and you guys see blood coming out the side of my mouth, you know, to make it authentic.
Okay.
Clearly, you didn't watch much Shamrock in the WWF.
As much as DP did.
So, all of it.
Right.
No, but back to what really matters. What are your thoughts on this sword he's carrying around, acting like he's going to use it? Don't answer that question. That was a question for Platt.
Hey, man, if Bilberg is going to murder a black man over in Saudi Arabia, why can't Drew McIntyre behead a black man over in Saudi Arabia?
Oh, boy. Now, who's the guy that got canceled for the throat thing?
What throat thing? What are you talking about, sir?
Oh, you don't remember that?
You talking about in the NFL when somebody did the throat
No. Who was the guy? It was like the end of Austin being around. He was Middle Eastern. I don't remember.
Oh,
Muhammad Hassan.
Number one, he's Italian. He was Italian, sir. Or he is Italian, really? Sir. He's still living. Yeah, he's Italian.
His character wasn't. His character wasn't.
That's fair. But yeah, he's Italian. He's a school principal now.
I thought they killed that character with Kenny? The whole dudes in black like attacking the Undertaker stuff. I didn't think it was a throw slash thing.
Yeah, they wrapped that shit up because of that, because it just so happens that came out the same day as the London shit.
9/11. Excuse me.
Yeah. No, this was post 9/11.
It was post 9/11, yeah.
There's some shit happened in London.
That's with the bombing, yeah.
Yeah.
The two bombings. Yep, I remember that.
Yeah.
All right, we can keep a move on here. Mansoor will take on Mustafa Ali, which I think has been an interesting storyline, honestly. But I want to get to... We'll save Edge and Seth for last. I know you guys are excited about that being a impromptu Hell in a Cell match, and I would imagine that would close the show. What are you guys' thoughts on King of the Ring? Who's going to come out of there? Is X going to get what he wants? And Queen's Crown Tournament. We couldn't get the rights to Queen of the Ring, or we wanted to have something different from the men's King of the Ring. DP?
I think they wanted to have something different. But very disappointed in this first Queen's Crown Tournament. I think it's been stupid. If you want to put more focus on the women, let's have a match that's longer than 2 minutes. You know, it's kind of been sad that that's where they're doing it. I honestly feel like this whole, you know, they did this whole women's revolution, and now it feels like it's just, okay, we're just going to quietly dip our way back down to normal, back the way we were. Let's forget about it.
Wait till Carmella wins the thing.
No, I mean, no. Right. The gimmick's already built in. This is for someone. Yeah. They're already called basically a queen.
This is for the Queen of Spades, indeed.
That means something totally different to me. But it's going to be one of the two, either Carmella or Shayna. But yeah, Queen of Spades. Are you all familiar with that?
I guess not.
I know the Ace of Spades.
It's the Black Mariah. I like the card game.
No, this is really a thing. Like, there's this whole as underground community, and it's called Queen of Spades, and it's basically a bunch of white women that love to bang black dudes, and sometimes they're even married. And the dude and the husband will sit there and be cuckold while the wife is getting it with the black dude. And the way that you know that they're part of the club is that somewhere they will have a Queen of Spades tattooed on their body. That's how you know they're
part of the club. Yeah, they do.
I'm not making any of this up.
I was wondering why Mrs. O'Dowd had that on her shoulder. Damn, dude. Thanks. I had no idea.
She was like, disappear.
She's been married 20. Y'all been married 26 years, bro. You already knew.
How did I lose?
Yeah, you knew. You knew. You knew before you got married.
In all seriousness,
along with her, and I got my asshole bleached too, and I love my new asshole.
Nice. Shayna Baszler is going to win the thing. I was making a joke about my girl Carmella. The whole Queen of Spades thing, though, there's no joking there.
No, that's a real thing, man. I'm not making this shit up, man. That's a real thing. I didn't read this in an encyclopedia either.
My wife, for fuck's sake, you stomp. This is the problem with you, sir. You're so wrapped in your own jokes, you stomp on mine.
Actually, yeah, because I was trying to further the whole encyclopedia thing, because you know, Q.
Well, okay, can we just get out of the way? You don't know how to read. Like, if you knew how to read, you know what we're talking about on rundowns when it's an interview.
Oh, yeah, because you have my DM. When you want me on the show, you will DM me, and eventually I get back to you. DMs?
Summer 2022 on Amazon Prime.
Now I see why you keep sliding. Now I see why you keep sliding my DMs. You just said your wife is part of the Queen of Spades Club, so...
I mean, she has needs, man. Like, she has needs.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. Real shit, man. Just real quick, man. These are all jokes, man. Shout out to Mrs. O'Dowd, man. I'm just talking shit.
Oh, dude, seriously. She's not going to listen to the show. What? I'm so thankful she's not listening to this show, because I would be divorced. 26 years of marriage down the tubes.
Mine does listen. You know how many times I gotta say, oh, baby, this is just entertainment.
Those are just jokes.
Hate it.
Just guy talk, man. It's just guys talking.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Does Xavier Woods win this tournament on the men's side?
I think
did Raw miss out on a gigantic rating for a main event on Monday and having
Kofi.
Like, I right away I'm like, there's no way Kofi doesn't win that match.
Why do they not build that? Why would you not build that up? You gave it this little half-assed tease right before they go out
says
there.
The arch-
Idiots.
Says the architect. Idiots. Why wouldn't you build that? Well, the architect wants to know why you wouldn't build things, up, guys.
Yeah.
but no, everybody's right. Like, yeah, you literally stared a gift horse in the mouth. And yes, that could have main evented either three of the hours. You know what I mean? But whatever.
Oh. Yeah,
he wins this thing. I think okay. Xavier wins it. I don't think anybody else. I mean, Sami Zayn maybe is the other one that could possibly benefit from it and could have some fun being the king walking around, but I think it makes an interesting story for the New Day.
Tony, be a professional for Christ's sakes. Turn your shit off when you walk away.
That wasn't me.
That's oh. Not me. Oh.
Not me.
Oh, my bad.
So, okay. And DP, you make all kinds of wonderful salient points about why Xavier Woods or Sami Zayn should be the ones to win King of the Ring, which is why Jinder Mahal will win King of the Ring.
Oh, because man.
Hear that? Hear that groan? Because you all hear it and you're like, fuck. Like, you can kind of, like, and Greg's not here to defend the guy, but we all know that's the sort of shit the WWE pulls with the King of the Ring tournament.
I'm okay with Jinder winning. I just we got to listen to Greg talk about it then.
That's true.
Yeah.
I love Jinder as a character, man. I was all here for his title reign, but I would feel bad if Woods doesn't win this. But he's kind of in a bad spot because the king or queen, I mean, it's a heel gimmick. You know what I mean? I don't know how well it works on a babyface.
I think on that babyface, it could work just because of his personality. The way that he puts himself out there, like the way they... Like all the members of the New Day have a serious level of energy, but I think we can all agree Woods is the one who's cranked up to 57. Like, he's blown way past 11, and you kind of need that sort of personality as a face character, a popular character to run. Like, he's gonna do something. Like, if he wins it, he's gonna have something fun to do with the crown. He's gonna They're not gonna go full blown like robe gimmick with him. In a way that would be like King Booker, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be there's going to be a level of just sort of the New Day persona and personality that'll go with that look if he is indeed the one that wins. So I actually think he's one of the few faces who can do it and do it well.
He could do an Al Snow European title type of thing where he dresses up as a different video game king every week or something like that.
Nice.
That would be a huge tie. See, that's what happens when you deserve a bell, Platt.
Sister Mary Claire's deserved a bell, Tony. That's a great joke. Come on, man. That's a great joke.
It's better all than right. Sister Mary Elephant.
Let's just address the Sister Mary Elephant in the room. Anyway, that's the only thing that was going to come out of my mouth. We have Edge and Seth Rollins to talk about. Is this the coup de grace? Is this the culmination of this feud here? Do we see someone? Do we see Edge go away for a while here, Chris?
Yo, I've loved this feud so much, and it takes me back to wrestling's heyday. Like, this is old school booking at its finest. They had an issue. Seth cost Edge the championship way back at whatever the fuck pay-per-view that was. They had their match at SummerSlam. The babyface won. They had their return match at Madison Square Garden. Well, in New York. I don't know if it was Madison Square Garden. Not only did Seth win, he tried to injure Edge, and he was led out on a stretcher going in an ambulance. I can't ever pronounce that word, but he was on his way to a medical facility. And then Seth calls out Edge because he hasn't been there because of his injuries. He shows up at his house not knowing his family wasn't going to be there. Drank his orange juice, ate his apples, put his feet up on his couch like, fuck your couch on the Rick James side of the game. And then Edge comes out and says, hey, you, me, Hell in a Cell. Like, this is old school 101 wrestling booking. I love this feud right now, and I love where we're at because this is the natural culmination of the feud. So, yes, this is the blow-off. And after this feud, they're both going to go their separate ways. And that's why I love this feud so much. It just it takes me back again to this is just booking 101. You know, it's very easy. Both these guys have played their parts well. And, yes, this is going to be the blow-off to this feud, Tony, to answer your question finally.
I mean, I think it should be. I think that, you know, for all the talk that we had earlier in the program where we were talking about how terrible gimmick pay-per-views are as sort of a construct for a story, as Platt really, I think, eloquently laid it out, it feels like the culmination of something. It feels like the finale. It feels like a deserved last match, and I hope it really is the last match, though. Correct me if I'm wrong, Crown Jewel tends to go long and has like lengthy breaks in there somewhere so you could do the setup and the teardown if they were to split it into parts. But I think that, you know, it's probably the second richest storyline outside of the Tribal Chief storyline that we've run with Roman Reigns for God knows how long now. And so to see this as a culmination makes a hell of a lot of sense. And yeah, it gives an opportunity for Edge to then take a break, maybe even Seth to take a break. I mean, who knows? I doubt it, but you never know.
This is where the gimmick matches need to come in, is when it's the closing match to their story. This is the end for them. This is the Hell in the Cell. Let's do it. This is the last one we have. Go out with the bang. They finish this storyline right now and move on to different things. I wish these two would have been split up then, and one would have been on SmackDown, one would have been on Raw, because now you still got them on both on the same show. What, you know, okay, fine, but I feel like both of them could get rolled into the title picture at some point, because Seth versus Big E, you know, could be a good match for a main event for a pay-per-view. So I think Seth Rollins is going to end up winning this thing. Edge could take a little bit of a break for a while and come back, but I wish they would have been on two different shows, because that would have been the way to kind of close this out. You know, they end their feud, they're on different shows, you don't have to see them again, because almost I feel like I want to see this rolled back again now. I want to see Seth Rollins win the title at some point and Edge come back for, you know, hey, you got my title that you stole from me, or, you know, you didn't let me win, and they can do it again, but it would have to be a ways down the road, because I wouldn't want them to bring it back too soon, so... yeah, good stuff though. I agree with Platt there. This was great. Like, it felt a little more old school, you know, in their booking and their story, which is awesome, because they don't do that anymore. So,
who does win, Tony? I want to get your opinion, and Patrick, obviously, because you could make an argument for either of these guys. I think Seth should win because he's the younger guy. And he's got more tread on the tire. He's got less miles on the odometer moving forward. But, you know, I don't think a loss hurts either guy, because they're both Teflon at this point. But who do y'all think wins this match?
I mean, it's Seth. Sorry. He's owed one, and it's in heinous fashion to make Edge go away for a while. Then he can have his revenge by eliminating Seth at the Royal Rumble, and then they're done.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think that unless they're truly wanting to end this story and you know, and kind of do the babyface finishes on top sort of deal, I think they'll find another leg in a few months, whether it be the Royal Rumble or whatever. So, I do think it makes sense for Rollins to get the win, because that it also just allows him to perpetuate the persona he's running with right now, Edge or no Edge.
Yeah, right. I'd go Seth here just because Big E needs opponents on Raw. So next month he's booked, him and Roman. We got December, we got January, the Rumble, Big E needs opponents. And you could stretch that out for, you know, two, three, that Seth Big E program. You could stretch that out for 2 or 3 months, man. Yeah, I mean, if you want to, you could stretch that out all the way until we get to Mania, you know? Not saying that's going to be the match at Mania, but I'm saying that's a good way to have Big E have a, you know, be in peril until we get to the Mania match, whatever that's going to be.
Well, it's even too early for WWE to paint themselves into a corner as far as WrestleMania booking goes. So we'll figure that out as we move along and they, you know, move certain chess pieces to different parts of the board and watch out for the Bishop Sycamore, you know, coming down the diagonal.
Hey,
shout out to Three Man Weave. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, have no fear. We don't have AJ, but that's all right. We will have DP and The List. You're listening to DWI Podcast on Chairshot Radio Network. That's a part of the Chairshot.com where we always encourage you to enjoy your day the Chairshot way by using your head.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Hey, if you're looking for a comfortable and stylish t-shirt, head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Grab a Chairshot t-shirt, get it in soft style. Your epidermis will thank you. The Chairshot t-shirts make a great gift as well. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Platt's peeing right now, so he's not going to give you some heinous promo code, but I'm sure if you do some searching, you could find a promo code to get some kind of discount over at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Here he is, Platt. What do you think? Halloween? Do you think that's going to be a promo code here coming up?
Promo code Halloween. Again, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Remember, thechairshot.com, we are not just a website. We are a movement. Support the movement.
This is for you, Chris.
Chair Shot Network.
So you know what happens when you play that kind of music, PC? You know what happens?
You know. Yeah, like a mouse running his feet into the bottom of the, just churning the butter. Scooch closer, kids. DP's about to tell you a story.
Mouse fell into a bucket of cheese. No, that's not what we're talking about. It's not Christopher Walken.
Close as crap. I have a beer and AJ's not here, but instead it's Dan and I need some whiskey.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I don't need you to open up a can. I just need you.
Oh, I'm going to open up a can of List whoop ass on the List pod. All right, yeah, I'm done. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I ain't no easy win.
You just made the list.
That's right. You just made the list. Patrick, welcome to the second edition of The List, where we pick a topic at random, some type of wrestling at this point. And we decide to, list off everybody that is on that list. Once you get one wrong, you're out. And we keep going until we got a winner.
Total BS.
This is not BS.
Oh, good.
It's a different game.
I look forward to bowing out of this game early. That's usually how these work.
That's right.
If you've ever listened to me do any sort of...
Yeah. Well, we got some interesting ones. I got some interesting ones here.
All right.
We got a large list for the first one. Second one's, I think it's going to be the toughest one. And then we're ending with one of PC's favorites, I think.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So, I got to find my correct answers. All right. First list. I'll try and do my best. Intercontinental Champions.
Ooh.
It's a big
cool
list. It's a big list. We'll start with PC. List. So, because I'm looking at my board of... Everybody, that's PC, Platt, Patrick. And we'll go in that order for round one. Big list.
Santino Morello. Morello. Santino, the great Santini.
Is it Santino or Santina?
The Milan. The Milan. The Milan. My answer is the Milan Miracle. Yeah,
Platt.
Suck on that, bitch.
I'm going with the first, man. Pat Patterson.
All right.
All right. I will go with the Honky Tonk Man.
Greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
Long hair and my hair slick back, coming through your town in a pink Cadillac. I'm just a honky tonk man.
This is for all your Honky Tonk fan fans. Honky Tonk Man fans. Ultimate Warrior.
ruin the 400-day run. Platt.
Hey, man. I'm going with the first brother to hold the belt. Ahmed Johnson.
Ahmed. All right. Mr. Patrick?
I will go with Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Triple H.
Need that music. PC?
Oh, yeah. It's my turn, Macho Man.
Take it. They've had like a bajillion of these. This could go on for the next hour. I'm going to go Ricky Steamboat.
All right. I'll go with the guy I believe who has the most Intercontinental title reigns, and that's Chris Jericho.
Ooh. Tied with The Miz, I believe.
Yeah, oh, I'll go with The Miz. I was going to say, exactly. Honestly, it's exactly what I was going to say, what DP said. And, if you've ever listened to this show, we basically have the same brain thoughts.
Oh, my God.
I'll
we really
the Miz
do.
For 500, Alex. Even though that was total BS, DP, but thank you.
Yeah.
I'll keep representing the black delegation, and I'll say Apollo Crews.
Wow. It's too big of a list. I can't hit the button and look at the list at the same time.
Oh, get your shit.
Indeed, Jeff Hardy.
Oh. Yep. Okay, well, it's going to ding.
Kofi Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in my gimmick, Tutty. Big E.
Dolph Ziggler.
Jeff Jarrett.
Jeez.
Ain't he great?
Not so much.
Oh, it's on me. Yeah, I didn't realize it was on me. My bad,
yeah,
man. I'm
trying to point next... of the show yet. I mean, there's a lot there.
I'm trying to, yeah, I was trying to get dinner together. Intercontinental champion. I can't go out this. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
There you go.
We mentioned him earlier in the show, Ken Shamrock.
Hey.
Scott Hall. Razor Ramon, sorry.
All right. I was going to have to maybe be specific on that one.
Sure.
Got Michael Hickenbottom.
Oh.
I knew I'm sexy.
I thought he was good. I thought he was going with Coco Beware there for a second with his squawking.
Nice. He would have been out.
Yeah, I would have been out. Yeah, Coco didn't have much success in the WWF.
No. Frankie would have won the IC title before him.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
He had a few. Oh, yeah, that way. Okay, yeah.
Vince would be like, God damn it, it's a bird of color.
All right, so we're assuming you're right. and I'll go with Brett the Hitman Hart.
Jake Roberts.
Jake never won a belt in WWE, baby.
He won the IC.
No, he didn't. That's why you got it.
Damn.
No.
Sounds so sad.
No snake. Yeah.
Maybe this category will end quicker then.
We'll see.
I'm going to go with
All right, moving on.
But says Rick Boogs.
Rick Boogs.
Oh, my gosh. That's
I'm sorry, Rick Boogs.
Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Wait a minute. No, I really got to look because I don't think that's correct.
Times. I don't think he won. He was a
tag. Won the Intercontinental title.
No, he won the tag titles, but not the Intercontinental.
I'll look this shit up right now.
Look it up. Didn't we have this problem last time?
It's going to be over.
All right, Platt, we need one from you for the win.
Platt, just say China.
I was going to say Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. Right. But China works too. China. Hold on, let me say China.
They're both dead. China. You can pick either one.
Same with WWE champion. Odds are they won the IC title too.
Yeah, that's the stepping stone, right?
Not Hogan.
Most time.
His brother.
Well, I mean, he came in on top, you know.
All right, Platt's fucking winning. Right. What's the next list? Let's go.
All right.
Total BS.
No, I think I'm still miffed.
Yeah, you're wrong.
It's all right.
That's right. You're wrong. All right.
Here's the U.S. title.
We're moving over one. Platt starts this round, Patrick, then PC. I swear
Valentine won that title.
Divas champions. Divas title, not women's title, not WWE, any women's titles, just the Divas championship. Short list. Platt.
Melina.
Melina. Mr. O'Dowd.
Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Lita.
Lita, ha! Never Divas champion.
Dip.
Shut up.
Dumbass.
Patrick.
Shut up.
Say that
AJ
again.
AJ Lee.
Candice Michelle.
Candice. No! Never.
Dumbass.
Yeah, she did. She was a champ.
Not the Divas champion.
That's total BS. Go ahead, Patrick.
Patrick, we need one.
Oh, God. I don't even.
That's crap.
Oh, God. Michelle McCool.
That's Michelle McCool. I'll give you the rest of the list. Maryse, Eve Torres, Beth Phoenix, Caitlin, Layla, Paige. Kelly, Victoria, Mickey Paige, James,
Tori,
the other Tori. Bella, Natalia, Alicia Fox, Jillian Hall. There's your list.
Okay. Simone God of Heroes? No.
So, no, it was, sorry, I'm going back to this. He won the Intercontinental title on October 13,
1984. Says who?
Lost it to Tito Santana, who lost it to Randy Savage. I stand by this.
What? No.
You're a paper champion, sir.
Oh, my God. A white guy got screwed. I'm going to cry a river for you, sir. Yes.
So, somebody help me. Patrick. I'm being oppressed.
All right, Patrick.
Greg Valentine was an Intercontinental champion.
That sounds
He's
like
not
a
on this list.
Oh, Greg, then you need better list.
You know what the problem is, Patrick. Was it I think not, WWE doesn't recognize
is it. Is it not recognized?
Was he? No, that's not true.
Come on, man. We ain't got to win since OJ.
He held the belt for almost a year, Dan. He lost the house show. Valentine won the belt on September 24th, 1984, and lost it to Tito Santana on July 6th, 1985.
We'll call it a tie.
Okay.
We'll call it a tie.
No.
Okay.
No. We can go back to that category.
Well, there's plenty to go back to if you want to keep going after it.
I literally just had the list. In fairness, Platt, here's a white guy just handing it to you.
Oh,
no,
great.
We're not done.
Well, let's see who wins round three, and then we can go back, and that'll be the tiebreaker if we need it.
This is the rubber match. Because
how about that?
How about that? Patrick, what's Nutty talking about?
Points,
this is rubber match.
Round three is worth 4 points.
Round three is worth 25 points. Patrick, you're starting. PC's in the middle. Platt.
Oh, great. Okay.
There won't be a tie.
PC, your favorite. Royal Rumble winners.
It looks like I'm going to win today.
Royal Rumble winners. We are talking, well, let's go. We'll say men's Royal Rumble winners because there's only a few women's We'll keep that one off the list for here. We'll go men's Royal Rumble winners. Mr. O'Dowd, start us off.
Sheamus.
Is it me next?
It's you next.
Yes, it's you next. Yeah, it's
next. I think Ric Flair might have won one.
Might have.
Oh, might have, huh?
With a tear in his
eye. Woo! Hey, put that cigarette out. I'm going to go from the beginning. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
There you go.
All right. Patrick.
Rey Mysterio.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Oh boy.
And his greatest rival, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I cross him off more than once.
Alberto Del Rio.
The biggest rival ever. Triple H.
Thank you, Roman.
Welcome. Yokozuna.
Acknowledge me.
Yokozuna.
Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena.
The Rock.
Chris Benoit. I mean Benoit.
Who?
Lord Voldemort.
Batista.
Fuck!
Really? You're reeling already?
Yeah, that was about to be my pick. Y'all said triple. Roman Reigns.
Hey.
Big John Studd.
Oh,
hey.
Going back to the beginning.
The fuck did he win a Royal Rumble?
Second one. Yeah, he won the second one.
Right, cool.
Seth Rollins.
Good for him. Randy Orton.
Shawn Michaels.
Is it me?
Back to you, PC.
Edge.
Oh, shit. Fuck. God damn it. Brock Lesnar.
Only got a few left.
Undertaker.
Whoa, hold on. When did he win? Oh, yeah, him and Sean had that 20
minutes. That's like my favorite Royal Rumble finale ever.
Yeah, that same.
We said Roman Reigns already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's been said.
Oh, Drew McIntyre.
Son of a bitch.
Is there anybody left?
There's a couple left.
Couple as in two?
I don't know.
Help me out here, man.
There's three left.
Did somebody say Edge?
Yep.
Yes.
Somebody said Edge? Who the fuck said Edge?
I did. I got at least three.
There's three left.
I got three. I know them all. All
right. I figured
that right now.
Giving you a countdown here.
When you both don't get it, I'll name all three of them.
Did somebody say Bret Hart?
Nope.
Technically, the Big Show won one.
Nope.
No, he did. Because him and the Rock.
Who are you guessing?
Man.
Are you going to guess somebody or what?
The one that him and the Rock did.
You just hit my button.
He
got
so
Bret Hart.
Said that I
got it.
Bret Hart.
And Bret Hart was mine. So
nobody said Bret Hart?
Nope.
No, yeah, you just got it.
You just got
There's
Bret
only
Hart.
Two left. The Big Show never won the fucking Rumble.
No, he never did.
There's two left, so I could still win this.
That's right.
If you both get wrong.
I think you're gonna get this one because I think I'm about tapped out.
Like Bret Hart was a Hail Mary on my end, so.
Right. I remembered Bret, but Diesel. No, he didn't.
No,
I'm wrong. I knew it when I said it too.
Bret Hart shared the victory with Lex Luger. Now it's your turn, Platt. There's one person left.
So there's one person left. One left. And I said Yokozuna.
One person. I'll write it down. I'll write it down before you even say it.
Okay. Show it to me. Daniel Bryan? Yeah.
No, he didn't win it.
No.
Shinsuke.
God damn. How did I forget Nakamura?
Nakamura. It's a three-way tie. It's a three-way tie.
25 points. I just won.
Shut up.
25 points. You want to go back to IC to break the tie?
No, we're just going to call it a tie, and you win, DP. So play some kind of music, and then let's do last call.
I always win.
You just made the list!
DP always wins, and he drops.
Let's go.
What do you mean? What do I mean? It's the last thing we're going to talk about today. Patrick, I really want to thank you for coming on the show. I always like when we can just have guests in here and just kind of chop it up. And, you know, you and Chris, you rarely get the battle on the wrestling scene. So it was nice to bring some different people together that don't really talk wrestling together.
You know, thanks for having me. I'm glad we could finally make this work and that we were able to actually plan it, which is ultimately the problem because I live a very boring, regimented life.
Anytime, I was waiting for Platt to say something there, but anytime we can get you on, you're more than welcome. Yeah, there you go.
I had some, man, but I'm not going to disrespect Patrick's better half. So, yeah, just keep it moving like an escalator.
You've done enough.
Mrs. Old Kirk doesn't deserve any
pop.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Last call, gentlemen. We kind of touched on it a little bit. Like, is the Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman thing being rushed? Are we just kind of jumping the gun? They've really kind of slow rolled it ish. It's going to happen, you know, out in Saudi, but. Are we getting Roman versus Rock at Mania 38? Is that the reason? I mean, what is it? Elephant gut or gut elephant? What is it from Doom Patrol, Patrick?
Shit. I don't even, I can't remember what
you know
it
what
is.
I'm talking about the elephant and gut or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does your gut tell you guys? Are we getting Rock and Roman in Dallas at 38? DP, I want to start with you.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I mean, if we don't, will you be... I mean, what else is there? I mean, I'd be upset.
Well, the next year, I figured in Hollywood they would do it, or LA, or whatever they're doing. I think that's where they're going to be for 39.
I think it's a long way to get there. I mean, it makes sense to do it in Hollywood, but that's a long wait. That's a long way to keep Roman with the belt. I would love if they did it, because they don't do it anymore, but I just... I'd be shocked if they do it. So, I mean, you could easily tease it this year at WrestleMania, have Rock come out, you know, in some fashion to, and they set up the feud, but, you know, like they did with Cena and The Rock, said, okay, in 1 year we're going to wrestle each other, but that's a long way to get there. I just don't see them waiting that long. And if they're not going to do, you know, if they're doing Lesnar and Roman now, I don't see what else you do at WrestleMania other than Rock and Roman. I don't know who else you put there in to face Reigns to keep this train moving other than The Rock.
Platypus.
As much as it pains me to say this, because I wasn't planning on going to Dallas this year for Mania, for reasons that will be explained next week, I think so. I don't think that you blow through Brock and Roman if you don't have Dwayne set up. And I'm gonna hit you with another gem here. Not only do I think that we get Rock and Roman this WrestleMania, I think we get Ronda and Becky at this WrestleMania as well. Yeah. That's happening too.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You can wow all you want.
Believe you, you need more people.
And then when I'm right, nobody's going to say, oh, yeah, you were right. Y'all just going to say what I said and act like y'all said it, because that's how this goes.
That's in the 5 minutes after the show, I'm going to forget.
Use your head.
In fact, Platt, I've already appropriated it on Twitter. So.
That was bell worthy. Yes, it was.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I think if they don't do Rock and Roman, it seems like a pretty strong letdown, and just sort of like hype and build and teasing and all that. Though 39, as you kind of laid out there, DP, I would be patient enough for that. I don't know that the WWE is patient enough for that, or fans would be patient enough for it, really, to be serious. I think that we're overlooking a little bit the history between Roman and Brock Lesnar too. Like, that has been a longstanding thing that has existed for since what, 30, WrestleMania 30. So on 31. Some or some 31, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember who wins all the Royal Rumbles like 20.
That's because we have women, Pat. We have women.
Let's tell the honest to God truth here. You each have a woman. Tunney has women. Okay, so back yourself up a little bit. Ring the bell. That's right.
Ooh, here we go.
You best. I think that Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar is the sort of thing that they can perpetuate and continue to roll out regardless of what happens at Crown Jewel. I think that it's a setup that's there for the taking with Roman and The Rock, and I think that they're going to do everything they can to make that happen at 38.
I have to announce to you that I will never retire.
Roman Reigns versus Ric Flair, WrestleMania 38 in Dallas. Not only for the W. No, I'm just kidding.
Ric Flair comes back out for his steel wheelchair tour.
Bye, Tony.
He's persona non grata right now after that Dark Side of the Ring. Like, he lost his Car Shield deal. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's only like 5 channels that even show Car Shield commercials. He can't even get that shit off.
Oh, my goodness. You each have 10 seconds on my last question. William Shatner was in space. Go, DP.
I hope he Twittered out a captain's log.
Platt?
Y'all white people know y'all done fucked up Earth so bad that y'all trying to explore and find another planet that can sustain life. And I know we ain't coming, so thanks.
And Mr. O'Dowd.
Did y'all notice that Shatner was the only one not wearing a red shirt?
No, I did not notice that.
Was Scotty up there with him, or O'Hare? Were they up there with him?
See, Platt, this is the joke.
Well, perhaps I don't.
He wasn't the captain. Yes, Platt, he wasn't the captain.
He didn't wear red shirts, man. He wore the fucking gold
in space Star Trek, y'all. Thank you, DP. God damn.
This is why I understand
the joke.
Yeah.
This is why I run the Bandwagon Nerds podcast, by the way, right there, is that I made a red shirt joke and nobody except for the scientists.
Is this a Paul Revere kind of thing? Or
in the original Star Trek, the red shirts were the ones who died when they went on away missions.
I'm pissed off.
Platt,
you are counting my nerd credentials, okay?
Oh,
remember Galaxy Quest? Anybody watch Galaxy Quest? There's a guy named Guy.
Guy.
He was even important enough to have a name.
What if his name was Guy?
One of those things eats Guy. That's one of my.
Is it Fieri? Was his last name Fieri?
Not quite.
Fliegman.
That's not how you pronounce that, is it?
Platt, would you and anonymous. I like to inform GP and Patrick O'Dowd on the best 10 uses for a waffle iron besides making waffles?
No, that shit was a jip because they legit only had like 5 uses and then they doubled up and it was like the same shit.
Yeah, you know what really sucked? Is that the kangaroo didn't get his suggestion in with the Doritos and shit like that, because I always want the Doritos with the pigeons and then the spinal stuff. And all right, DWI Podcast 295, Patrick, thanks for coming on. Let everybody know where they can find you and what you got going on.
You can find me on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist, at WrestlingRealist, as everyone on the Chair Shot Radio Network has talked about this week. Check out Bandwagon Nerd's 100th episode, dropped on Monday. We also just redropped the highlight interview by itself with Omar Spahi, content creator, and just overall great interview that Dave and I did. Yeah, and the Babyface Heel podcast with Greg DeMarco and Miranda Morales on Wednesdays.
DP?
I think that my 11th thing I can do with the waffle iron, I take the Doritos and I mix them up in my pancake batter and I make pancake Doritos. It's delicious. If you want more of that, you know.
Somebody else already took over that gimmick.
Who?
Who?
Yeah, but I do it better. And it's me, yeah, DPP.
But I have when I do it, I have a Mike Tyson relationship with Bruce Springsteen.
What?
It could be the first time ever on DWI podcast we have Bruce. Bruce, are you there, Bruce? Bruce?
There is no Bruce up in the house.
Flat, where can they find you? Bruce, come back. Get back here. I paid you for more than that.
I don't care what Dan says. That hair is looking very auburn. Maybe it's just the lighting. It just looks very auburn. And the beard looked very auburn as well. But whatever. Okay. My hair is brown. Your hair is not brown, sir. That's auburn. I know it looks black, but in the light, it's brown.
I know it looks red, but it's brown.
Okay, so we are the same shit. Then.
You got
okay,
the we cool. got we got both sides covered. Yeah, we meet in the middle of the brown.
Chris, I can promise you that Dan's hair is not red. I can promise you.
So is this just like does the show just like never end? Like just it just
is the show that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friend.
Hey, but shout out to Patrick O'Bow, man. All jokes aside, it was good to see you, and it's funny that you have Ali. Shut up, Tony. And it's funny that you have Ali Sheedy in the background, because it's funny that we all thought she was hot in the 80s, but that's neither here nor there. You all can find
me on Twitter. Kidder?
Shut up. Nobody thought Margot Kidder was hot except for Clark Kent, which makes this mind-boggling. But we're not going there. This ain't that show. Shout out to Bandwagon Nerds on their 100th episode. Seriously, it's a hell of a show. If you're not listening to Bandwagon Nerds, I guarantee you it's the best show that you're not listening to. It's a phenomenal show, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on there, but it's a great show, seriously. Anywho, yeah, I'm at Twitter on the Real C Plaid. More importantly, if you appreciate the content we provide day in and day out here at the Chair Shot, make sure we're able to keep providing that content you love day in and day out here at the Chair Shot by supporting the movement and going to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, picking up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. If you wait a couple weeks, you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And while you're at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, type in the promo code Halloween. And you're gonna get something off, maybe. Again, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Support the movement, thechairshot.com. Remember, we're not just a website, we're a movement.
You can find me at PC Tunney, Twitter, and Facebook. Please continue to listen to everything on Chairshot Radio Network. Indeed, Bandwagon Nerds. Don't just go back and listen to 100. If you haven't been listening, go back and find some other episodes that interest you, because regardless of what you're a fan of, there's something there for you. I promise. It's the PC Tunney promise right there by Tunney. And you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as I didn't even have to search for the Mean Street Posse there. Platt, what's for dinner?
Jets Pizza.
Yeah, no,
well, that's
you,
fucking
it took
boring.
You that long to figure
Bye,
out Jets
everybody.
Pizza?
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
So when y'all gonna find another black guy so I ain't gotta keep coming on this melon farmer?
Ray's not available on Fridays. God, I hope you recorded that.
Well, I'll see you next week.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.